This week's episode is all about Kelly Clarkson. In our second Queen's Edition ever, we discuss our favorite albums, singles, breakup songs, the first season of American Idol, her controversies, her love life, and what we would love to see her do in the future. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Hey, Corey!
Hi,
how
Tyler.
Are you?
Oh my gosh, I feel like we've done this so many times.
Oh, because it's the time.
And not just this morning.
Well, you know what, Corey? Today is a very special day. Today is the day that we are going to do our second Queen's Edition episode. The first was who?
Taylor.
Now, Taylor is a queen in her own right, but we got to go with an American queen.
Oh, my God. The American
queen. The American queen, if you will. Star of my heart.
Yeah.
Country queen, pop queen. There's nothing she can't do. Jazz, soul, sometimes some R&B. She was the winner of the first American Idol.
The whole time you're saying this, and when you were just naming all that, I'm like, yes, yes, she can do all of that.
The queen herself, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God.
Now, I would say this is an unproblematic fave. There's nothing that's really wrong about her.
Oh, my gosh.
She delivers consistent, you know, solid, beautiful music. She's been in the scene for how long?
Since 2002 was when she won American Idol.
And she stole our hearts. Did you vote for her?
Let's
go back to the beginning.
Let's go back.
Obviously, she has a new album out this month.
Yes.
Called
Piece by Piece came out earlier this month.
We are loving it. And this is the reason why we're doing this Queen's episode, because we were like, you know what? She is a queen. She is still around. She deserves it. But let's start at the beginning, Core.
I will take it from the top.
When was the first time you found Miss Kelly Clarkson?
So do you want to know?
I do want to. No.
I did not watch the first season of American Idol.
Wait, really?
Because I feel like it was on in the same time frame as Survivor.
Okay.
And I could be wrong, but I remember my mom being like, you have to watch the show, you have to watch the show. And she was begging me like every week when it was on, and I would never go in and watch it. I'd like cut through the living room sometimes, you know, when you're like an angsty teen and you're like, I'm just getting snacks. And your mom's like, wait, watch this. And my mom was the biggest Kelly Clarkson fan from the beginning.
Well, I mean, she was a favorite from the very first week, and she established herself as a contender on the show.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are listening right now, they might not have even been alive
when the season aired.
But I remember very clearly knowing that this was – I mean, back in those days, it was a very different show. It was not just Ryan Seacrest as the host.
No, there was a second guy.
There was a second guy. And the original lineup of judges were all present. We had Randy, we had Paula, we had Simon, the original trio, and it got down to the final two of Kelly Clarkson
and Justin Guarini
versus Justin Guarini. Now, the votes were split. In the final episode, it was 15 million votes cast.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson got 58%.
She killed it.
Which is solid.
Yeah.
It was no David versus David.
No.
Obviously.
I mean, she had won America's heart, rightfully so.
She was the clear winner, and I believe the judges were all happy with that.
If you don't go back and watch old YouTube clips of Kelly when she was on American Idol, I mean, it is so worth it. Because, I mean, there's just something about her. She's so down to earth, and she still is down to earth.
I mean, what was her audition show or audition song? Do you know?
I know she auditioned in that like Denim on Denim.
Oh, me. Oh,
and
my.
I remember the judges had her like come sit behind the table, and she pretended to be one of the judges. Like, that's like she had that instant rapport with the judges.
Well, she was likable and she was charming. And for me, I remember my sister was obsessed with her because she was like this approachable girl that was just kind of like middle America, just a girl who sang at church or at choir, who just like had a good voice. And then she was able to turn into a superstar. And the thing I like most about her is that I feel like even like a decade later, more than a decade later, she remains just personal. And it seems like she could show up at like a family function, or she could be at a game night and she would just fit
in. Can I invite her to a game night?
Kelly, I know you're listening. Come to a game night.
This says that she auditioned with Express Yourself by Madonna.
Wow. Reductive.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Wait, you were saying your sister loved Kelly. Now, didn't your sister go on to have a breakaway themed graduation party?
My sister, when she graduated high school, had a breakaway themed graduation party. So it was breakaway on loop. Because my sister was moving from Michigan to Florida for university, and she was the theme of her life felt like breakaway. And I feel like at that point it was one of those it was one of the first times when there was a talent competition in America, and it kind of changed the theme or the story arc of how you can become a sensation. It's like it's public vote, not just you trying to make it in Hollywood. This girl got her start because America said she should. Okay, so Corey, what were some of your favorite performances while she was on the show?
When she did A Natural Woman, I feel like you make me feel like a natural woman. That was her like big moment. You should definitely go watch that on YouTube.
It was very like when David Archuleta did Imagine.
This is not David Archuleta Queens Week.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that episode.
I was going to say that, and when they did Motown and she did You're All I Need to Get By, like incredible.
I mean, she was a force to be reckoned with on the show. She was never in the bottom two. She made it all the way to the end. She killed it. And then after she won that season, what happened?
She had a moment like this.
She had a moment like this. That was her first single, correct?
Yes. She went on to, I mean, the song debuted at number one on the Hot 100.
Did it?
Yeah.
Now, that was kind of setting a precedent, I think, because there was an era when everything that was happening in American Idol would chart,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, and now, ooh, it's like...
Now it's not so much, but Kelly Clarkson was a golden era for that. So she had a moment like this. Her first album was what?
Thankful.
Now, did that go number one?
It did. Debuted at number one.
Wow.
I mean, it was in... I think everyone was just very excited to see, like, what she was going to do. And, I mean, she's got a voice.
Were you into the first album? Have you really listened to it?
Thankful? Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. The Trouble with Love is,
I will, like, continue to sing, like, every song off of that
album. Honestly, like, it's still, I'm looking at the track list right now, and it is still iconic. The Trouble with Love is, Miss Independent.
Low is great.
Low, so good.
Beautiful Disaster.
Oh, my God. And then A Moment Like This, obviously, was an anthem of a generation.
I'm just literally going to have to make a Kelly Clarkson Spotify playlist with
into it. So she had that album. It did really, really well. And then what came next, Cor?
Breakaway.
That was the moment.
Wait. Before we get to Breakaway, while we're still on Idol. From Justin to Kelly. Watch it?
I never saw it.
I didn't either.
Oh, my God. We should have a movie night.
Okay.
I was going to say,
can we watch that? And can we also watch... what's the Britney one?
Not yet a woman. It's what is that called?
Oh my gosh,
Crossroads.
I've
never seen it either. I feel like when is Gaga gonna do one of those?
A Crossroads?
Yeah, something like
that. Do you think she's more likely to do a Crossroads or like a Katy Perry Part of Me?
Gaga?
Go.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Kelly today, but Gaga should do definitely a Part of Me. Oh my God, I would die. has Kelly done anything like that? Like a documentary of any sort?
Not that I know.
I'm curious about her life. So after Thankful, we had Breakaway. And Breakaway included the songs Breakaway, Since You've Been Gone, Behind These Hazel Eyes, Because of You, Addicted, which is one of my favorite Kelly Clarkson songs of all time, Walk Away, which is like my karaoke go-to song.
Oh my God.
Beautiful Disaster. Like, all of these songs that were, I think, I would say pretty iconic. Since You've Been Gone was her first collaboration with Dr. Luke, I think.
Also her first Grammy win.
It was her first Grammy win?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How many Grammy wins does Kelly have on the table?
She has 3 wins and 7 nominations, I believe.
Did you know that offhand? Are you disgusting?
Don't drag me.
The answer is yes, you are disgusting.
3 wins.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And then she had the album My December. Now, My December was met with some critical review. Would you agree?
It was. I mean, very critical.
I would say it includes one of my top two.
Absolutely.
Songs of all
time. Are you going to say Sober?
Yes.
It is. Do you know there's 2 versions of that song, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, and one is better than the other.
Okay. Well, okay. Now, the rest of the album, I don't think I've ever heard. I've only heard Sober.
The first single off that one was that Never Again. It was very much...
Never Again.
Yeah.
Will I hurt you?
It's like something about a ring. You can have your ring back. It turned my finger green.
Whoa.
It's true.
Well, Sober was like a jam. If you need, like, a song about getting over a guy or, like... Getting over a part of your life or a time in your life. Sober was the jam for me. That was everything. That was such a good song.
3 months and between, I'm still sober.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. And I remember listening to that when I had my first breakup.
I think I introduced you to that
you
song
did.
In college.
You did. You did. You
wow.
did. But it's funny. My two favorite Kelly Clarkson songs, I think, of all time are Sober and Addicted, which couldn't be more
telling.
Telling.
Truly
I mean,
telling.
Between those two song titles.
I will say, I think I've said this on a podcast before.
What?
Breakaway got me through my first relationship breakup.
Ooh. I mean, my first relationship breakup, I think the soundtrack was, it may have been her next album, All I Ever Wanted. That came out in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, 2 months after the album came out, I had my worst breakup of all time. And I was, like, going through it, girl. And All I Ever Wanted was the anthem.
I thought you were saying All I Ever Wanted. And I was like, she got a song called All I Ever Wanted.
No, this the album.
I know.
The album.
I know. Yes, she is there for you in a heartbreak.
When I was having one of the, like, the biggest fights with that ex,
mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Oh, sorry. I'm like, I'm twisting my straw right now. Can
I was
you hear
like,
it?
Girl, put that down.
Wait, listen. Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can
so,
hear it.
When I was going through that, like, almost breakup period when we were, like, fighting, I was like, you know what, boo? Listen to the song Tip of My Tongue. And
really?
You will hear how I feel. And then we didn't talk for a day. He was like, that is so great. But honestly,
wasn't that
was,
a bonus track?
It was a bonus track on the deluxe edition. Don't come for me. But I was like, this is how I feel. I was like, I can't articulate how I'm feeling because I'm like, this is the first breakup I've ever felt. But Kelly could. And like that was an era for me because nobody else got me but Kelly at that moment.
I was just like, I can't stop like thinking in my head and rolling my eyes at my past self because like when I was going through my breakup, I like would listen to Where Is Your Heart by Kelly.
Oh my God, yes!
And I'd be like thinking about my boyfriend who then became my ex-boyfriend and being like, where is your heart? I have no idea. And his response was, like, behind these hazel eyes, we are so gay.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It is so gay.
I mean, between, the All I Ever Wanted album, between My Life Would Suck Without You, I Do Not Hook Up, All I Ever Wanted, Already Gone, like, there were so many different, like, varying, I think Kelly is the queen of having relatable moments for your life. I feel like, whether you're up, whether you're down, whether you're confused, whether you're in love, whether you're feeling alone, it's like she has a song for everything.
It's because she's America's sweetheart.
She's America's
and
sweetheart.
And she gets America because we got her, and
now,
she's repaying us with jams.
After All I Ever Wanted mm-hmm. came Stronger.
Yes. Yes, it did. Well, I was going to say, it actually... yeah, Stronger was next. I remember that was when we lived in San Francisco.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I remember when, like, Mr. Know-It-All came out.
Yeah.
And then we heard, like, an early leak of Stronger.
What Doesn't Kill You.
And I was like, oh, my God.
And Dark
this
Side.
Song
and
is
I remember,
be
no, I remember
incredible.
Kitchen dancing in San Francisco to this album and, like, pre-gaming to this before we were going to go out. This was, like, I feel like it was a very, like, moment for our friendship. I remember doing runs in San Francisco, like, not runs, like,
I was like
but, like, I would
girl,
go on a jog.
Here and you
I would
be
go
here.
On a jog and I would be listening to this album. Like, you know how some music has a very distinct point in your life that, like, a memory attached to it. This album, Stronger, was San Francisco for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was.
Now, Stronger was also the time when we started hearing a little bit more country Kelly.
It is.
Now, which do you prefer, pop or country Kelly?
I mean, I love all Kelly. Her voice is great. And I've heard one of the things I'm sad about is I have not ever seen her live. And
really?
I've heard from so many people that she is so incredibly, like, good live.
Let's make a pact this year. Let's go see Kelly live.
She's coming
for sure
to
would.
LA.
I would.
And
let's.
Literally, we're going to have to fly somewhere because I don't think we're in town when she's here.
Let's do it. We're already thinking about flying away for Shania.
I mean, that's another queen. I would love to see Kelly. No, she even was like making a joke. I read an article in regards to the new album and people like asking her. Because this Piece by Piece album is very much focusing on her vocals.
Right.
And she says she gets always compliments after her live shows and people being like, yo, no offense, but you are so much better live than you are like,
I mean, that's
on a
like
record.
The best compliment ever.
And she's like, she laughs and she says like, she's just so real. And like, she's like, she's not offended by compliments
well,
like that.
But we will get to Piece by Piece. Okay. We have one album before we get to Piece by Piece. And that is... Wrapped in Red.
Wrapped in Red. You're also missing. She did two, I will say.
Oh, Smokestack Sessions.
Smokestack Sessions. You should 100% try to find somewhere on the internet. I always struggle to find them. They're both on my iTunes.
They're on, I think, iTunes. And they're on Spotify. I think they are.
I don't think either of them are.
Oh, shoot.
I think you have to, like, buy it on Amazon. I think that's where I got it.
Okay.
Anyways, those are both incredible. Wrapped in Red is incredible. One of my favorite Christmas albums, if you're feeling a little
Christmassy. There are some originals. There are some classics. Her song, Wrapped in Red, is so good. And then what's the one song, the original?
Underneath the Tree?
No.
Wrapped in Red?
Oh, wait. Yeah, it is Underneath the Tree. Is it the fast one?
Yeah. Underneath the Tree.
Sing it.
I'm looking at my Christmas playlist.
But I'm all about a Christmas album, and I like that she waited some time because obviously she could have done that right off the bat. Like,
yeah.
I think didn't Justin have a Christmas album that was like pretty recent in his career?
Bieber, you mean?
Yes. Yeah, not Guarini.
I was like, Justin Guarini had a Christmas album? He probably did.
But she waited 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, her 6th album is a Christmas album. I'm like, yes, okay, wait some time.
And it's incredible.
Yeah, it is really, really good. It is essential for your Christmas playlist. But, okay, so before we get to the most recent album, which just came out, we should talk about the success of her albums. She is undisputably successful. Breakaway was her most successful album with over almost 8 million copies sold.
8
I believe.
Million? 800 million?
8 million.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not
8 million.
Looking
at I'm
the
on
thing.
The Wikipedia. And then it went 6 times platinum in the US. Her Thankful album, which debuted at number 1, killed it. She has been, I mean, in a climate that has sold like no albums, like album sales are down, she is still doing really well. Especially for not being like a queen of the moment.
Yeah.
She remains true to herself and she's still killing it. And Piece by Piece, how did it perform?
The jury's still out. I mean,
really?
We're recording this a little in advance. We should know, like, tomorrow. They were predicting that it would debut at number 1.
Well, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Thankful. No, hopeful.
Hope.
I have some. I mean, there's some jams.
Oh, we also forgot the Greatest Hits album.
Well, I mean, they are some greatest hits.
Well, she did a greatest hits.
When she did her greatest hits album, I made a Tumblr post. I was trying to look for it, saying, yes, here's her greatest hits. But if you want hits you haven't heard, I made like a B-side greatest hits, like songs that should have been singles.
You know, I think I talked about this before. Kylie did a
tour.
Whole tour of B-sides, like songs that were never singles, and I love that concept. For people that have been around in the music game for so long, she was in the music game for 25 years, and she was like, there are so many songs that I wish I could perform on tour that never had a chance to be singles. If you could pick some songs that could be Kelly Clarkson B-side singles, what would you choose?
Oh my gosh, I literally have to pull her up.
And she also holds the record for biggest jump in Billboard history from 97, I think, to number 1.
I was going to say 96.
Or was it?
Maybe 98.
Something around there.
My Life Would Suck Without You. They like debuted the 1 week in the 90s and then the very next week jumped all the way to number 1.
That which has never happened.
Well, I mean, it had happened, but not that big of a jump.
But also, wouldn't you consider like if something didn't chart the week before and then goes to number 1, that's the biggest jump?
Yes and no, because sometimes they'll track songs that go like that are just like outside of the Hot 100 and they call them bubbling under. I don't want to talk about that.
Anyway.
Let's like talk about like what do you think she's up to right now?
Well, I don't know. Isn't she on tour?
No.
Oh, she must be promoting her new album right now.
Yeah.
She must be.
You think that's what she's out and about
honestly,
doing?
Honestly, right now I bet she is listening to Psychobabble.
Probably.
Without even knowing that a Queen's episode is coming up of her.
Did you hear it was like on the news that who's that like there's this British TV personality. She's kind of like known as like I think over there they call her like the most hated.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Woman in Britain. And she was literally like trying to fat shame Kelly last week.
Really?
And she was saying she literally tweeted, Jesus, what happened to Kelly Clarkson? Did she eat all of her backing singers? Happily, I have widescreen. About Kelly. And then they were asking Kelly about it in an interview. And she was like, oh, I don't even know who she is. And she tweeted something nasty about me. That's because she doesn't know me. I'm awesome. It doesn't bother me at all. It's a free world. Say what you will.
Good for like, her. I mean, for me, it's like, okay, when you watch somebody develop their own lives over a decade, obviously there are going to be times when they have different haircuts, have different looks, live in different places, do different things. Your weight is not going to be excluded from that.
I just
and if she has kids, if she has marriages, if she has if she moves, like all of those things are things that happen to everybody. And for anybody to speculate or to criticize a celebrity because they go through a different life moment doesn't mean like I don't get it. It's like this, why are celebrities
this woman
excluded?
Is like this,
I mean she's crazy.
She's
yeah.
This woman's grasping at straws or whatever the saying is. It's like she's I don't know. She's just if you're making your brand off of being mean.
But it's not just people like that though. I mean I have seen my friends, I've seen people on Twitter, I've seen people online and in real life criticize not just Kelly, but artists for gaining weight, losing weight. Yeah. Like it's like, okay.
Everybody's so bored with their own lives.
Honestly, what's that one song? You Can't Win by Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
Listen to You Can't Win by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my God, her response should have been tweeting that back at that woman.
Oh my God. Honestly, when that came out, I was like, this, yeah. I get it. I feel it.
They're like, if you're straight, why aren't you married? If you're gay,
she had speculation.
Why aren't you waving
a flag? There was a long period of time when she was not married to a guy or she was not dating a guy, and everyone was like, okay, so then she must be a lesbian. And it's like, I can't even imagine being under that much scrutiny because she – and she released that song, You Can't Win, about all of the criticism she got when – okay, well, she gained weight. Oh, she must be going through it. Oh, she's too thin. Oh, what's wrong with her? Oh, she's not dating anyone. Oh, she must be a lesbian. Or she is dating people. Oh, she's a slut. Like, there's this and that. Like, she could never win. Like, that was the message of the song.
You can't win.
You can't win.
I'm like, wait, if I'm not married yet, are they going to think I'm straight?
Oh, my God.
Does that work that way?
I don't think it works that way.
Have you seen pictures of her baby, River Rose?
No.
Don't you just want to eat her? You know, like, when a baby's so cute, you're like, oh, I just want to eat that baby.
Can I say, Corey and I have a little doc where we keep, like, notes for what we want to, like, make sure we don't forget anything. I'm looking at the doc before we recorded this episode, and the last question is, would you eat River Rose? And I'm like, where is this going?
You know what I mean? Like, when you see
Would you eat Kelly Clarkson's child?
When you see
honestly, I did just get a deep fryer.
You don't, please don't deep fry her.
I'm not going to deep fry her.
You know when you see a cute little baby and you're like, oh, I don't want to eat him. I guess you don't do that. Like, I don't really want to, like...
I'm just hitting some notes.
You should call Kelly and ask her for some vocal lessons.
Kelly, I don't want to eat your child. Let's do a duet. Corey wants to eat your child. I would file a restraining order.
No, so I have a serious question.
Now, what is your serious question?
Are you jealous that she's found love?
Whoa.
And that you're still...
Whoa.
And that you're still forever single?
You know what? Regardless of my relationship status, I am just hashtag thankful that I have Kelly Clarkson to be the soundtrack of my life. From the ups to the downs, I feel like she has been there with me. What do you have hopes for Kelly's career in her future?
I was going to say that I was just hashtag thankful.
I just said that. I just said that.
That she hasn't yet broken away from the spotlight. And that she's still here to sometimes help me celebrate my December with her album Wrapped in Red because it makes me feel
stronger.
And that's all I ever wanted.
Okay.
Also, buy Piece by Piece on iTunes. I think I just nailed that.
Nailed it.
I've never sounded
better.
No, for real though.
What would you love to see Kelly do? Because obviously she's taken the music scene by storm, whether it's different genres, country, yeah, pop, soul, R&B. She can do it all. She has acted before, Justin to Kelly.
Yeah.
She does live performances. She goes on tour. What would you like to see her do?
I would love, I always look for a reason to bring up Sarah Bareilles.
Okay.
But Sarah, when she was getting ready to release her last album, she went out and did this little like solo On My Own tour where she – it was just very broken down, like her and a piano in very small venues.
And here's the thing. With a voice like Kelly, she could.
I know. And I would love to see her do like a kind of like a stripped performance like that. I was – when I heard she was coming to LA to promote the new album, I was like, let me see. Please, please, please be a small venue because
yeah,
I'm greedy
yeah,
like
yeah,
that. And of course, she's playing Staples Center, which if you guys don't
know,
it's like – it's a huge like sports arena, a huge LA arena. I would love to see Kelly kind of do a stripped little private like bar kind of thing.
I would be in love with that.
That would be incredible.
Okay, career-wise – Do you want to see her act? Do you want to see her perform? Do you want to see her take time off to raise River Rose? Do you want to see her on Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Do you want to see her as a judge on American Idol?
I would love that. I would like to see her as maybe do a little country album.
Mm-hmm.
If she's leaning that way.
I think she just finished her contract. So she had a requirement to do another pop album, right, which she just put out piece by piece. So she is able to go do whatever she wants.
Right. And I think her voice is just so great that it lends itself to multiple genres, as we already spoke about. She could do the opposite of what Taylor Swift did, and she can do that crossover country, crossover pop thing, and I think she'll find success.
And I think there's authenticity when she goes to country because she is a Southern girl, isn't she?
She's from Texas.
And that music has been a part of her life, has been an influence in her life.
Right.
Her biggest inspiration, she said, was Reba.
Right. Who's now her mother-in-law.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It's her husband's stepmom is Reba McEntire.
No!
You didn't know that?
What?
Right.
Imagine growing up with your biggest inspiration then becoming your mother-in-law.
Well, because they met when they did the country. Reba and Kelly finally met when they did the country remix of Because of You. You know there's a Reba and Kelly.
I didn't know that.
So they met, and Reba introduced Kelly to her stepson.
Oh, my gosh.
And now it's like her mother-in-law.
Okay, so, Corey, before we go, I'm going to ask you some trivia to see how well you really know Kelly Clarkson, okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
First album.
Thankful.
Middle name.
Brianna.
It's Brianna.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were close. Kelly's birthday.
April 24th.
You did not know that. You must have looked that up.
I looked it up yesterday.
How many siblings does she have?
Oh, that I have no idea. I'd say three.
Two. A brother and a sister.
I know she has a brother.
Yep, a brother and a sister. Let's see. What job did she have before she was on American Idol?
She was working at a fast food restaurant
She was a waitress.
Diner waitress, yeah.
What TV show was she an extra on before she was on an American Idol?
Before Idol?
Yeah.
Maybe a 90210?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
No!
She was an extra on an episode. Which amusement park did Kelly once work at?
Six Flags.
Yes!
I was what do they got in Texas?
Where did she work as a cocktail waitress? You're not going to know this.
Bar Marmont.
No. Hyenas Comedy Club.
Oh, nailed it.
What did she originally want to be when she grew up?
A teacher.
A marine biologist.
Wow.
Yep, yep. Where in Texas is she from?
Fort Worth.
Burleson.
Okay.
I
know she did the Dallas auditions on Idol.
How many singles has Kelly Clarkson had?
How many singles?
Yes.
32.
Oh, my God. Wait, did you know that?
No.
It's 31, but you were so close. Okay. Of the 31 singles,
yeah.
What was the 10th single?
The 10th one?
Yeah.
The 10th, oh gosh, so that would have been maybe
It was from the album My December.
Really? Okay, you can't, that album had one single.
Actually, it had
I looked at that discography.
It had four. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Never Again.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, what was her fourth single?
Her fourth, Miss Independent?
It didn't chart, so this isn't helpful.
Ugh.
You should know this, since it didn't chart. It was her one single that didn't chart ever.
That's not true, but it was
actually,
probably
I'm looking at a whole
The
bunch
Trouble
of...
with Love Is.
Wait, did you just look it up?
No.
I hate you. You did look it up.
Didn't.
Okay, well, what is her latest single?
Her latest single is Heartbeat Song.
Which I am loving. Everyone should get. What's your favorite song from the new album?
Invincible is great. I'm hoping that's the next single. Also, Second Wind is very
I love it. It's so good.
And Nostalgic. Those are probably really my four faves.
Invincible. I like Piece by Piece. I like Nostalgic. What's that one that's very different? Take You High.
Yes.
It's completely different from what Kelly has ever done, but it's really fun and different. I'm glad she'd included it on the album. It rounds it out, I feel. But yeah, before we go, I guess we should give some love to Kelly. Kelly, if you could say one thing to Kelly, what would you say?
Oh, my gosh. I would say, Kelly, keep doing what you're doing. You've had over a decade-long amazing career. And keep putting out amazing music because I love it. And I will always buy it. And I will always listen to it.
Agreed. Kelly, if I could say one thing, I would say thank you. You were the soundtrack for my lows. You were an anthem for my highs. And everywhere in between. So thanks for being there for me for the last over a decade.
I
can't believe we were there for the first season, even though so many listeners weren't. I would say if you're listening and if you don't know the Kelly discography, go take
worth
a trip
it.
Back. It is worth discovering. And all of it has aged really well. Like, nothing is really irrelevant sounding. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. How some albums are like, ooh, that is so stale 10 years later. All of her stuff is so good still. So go listen to it.
I was like, is it tacky to tell them to tweet hashtag Psychobabble loves Kelly?
Yeah, tweet Kelly. Tweet Kelly this episode. And maybe let's all tweet one thing you love about Kelly and maybe your favorite song by Kelly with the hashtag Psychobabble loves Kelly. Just to give her some love and tag her so she can know that we all love her. So yeah, go get the new album. Corey, where can people find you?
I am Corey Cool on Twitter and everywhere.
I am Tyler Oakley on Twitter and everywhere. Kelly, if you're listening, we love you. And if you're listening at home, if you're a little psycho baby, go give Kelly some love with the hashtag PsychoBabbleLovesKelly. But yeah, thanks for listening, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.